You would turn with me. There are two passages of scripture that I like to cover that have nothing to do. Well, I'm not going to say have nothing to do with one another, but the Lord gave them to me, amen, to present to you together. Amen. Y'all know I'm ADD, so I use the whole Bible. Amen. Amen. If you would turn to the book of Ephesians, this is how crazy I am. We're going to go to Ephesians, then we're going to go back to Matthew. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. When you find it, say amen. Okay, now put your finger on Matthew chapter 14 and verse 27. We're going to turn back over there. Ephesians 3 and 20. And then Matthew 14 and 27. Are we there yet? Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20 reads as follows. King James Version says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus through all ages, world without end." Amen. Now turn over to, amen, Matthew chapter 14 and verse 27. "But Jesus spoke to them at once." Tell you what, let me go back to, I was reading the New Living Translation. Let's go back to the King James Version. "But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Thus ends the reading of God's word. You may be seated." Amen. Amen. If you guys will give me a few minutes this morning, amen, I want to talk to you about, I'm going to use it as a subject, my God is a storm chaser. My God is a storm chaser. My God is a storm chaser. If you will bow me for a word of prayer. Eternal God, our Father, we come this morning, Lord God, as humble as we know how, thanking you, Lord God, for life, health, and strength. Father God, we pray this morning that this word would go forth, Lord God, that it would fall on fertile ground, that, Lord God, every word that is spoken today would be ordained by you. Lord God, we just ask you for wisdom and knowledge in all things. Lord God, if I'm too high, I ask you to lower me. But if I'm too low, Lord God, please lift me up and put me on a plane of existence on which you would have me to speak on this day. Lord God, if you don't speak, not a word will be spoken. If you don't move, Lord God, we'll just stand still. Lord, I'll be mindful this morning that we're all sinners. But Lord God, we know that we're saved by your grace and by your mercy, by the blood that was shed at Calvary's cross. And we thank you for the forgiveness for sins. Lord God, have your way in this house. Lord, bless where blessings are needed. Lord, increase where increase is needed. Lord, send down your loving angels where protection is needed in this house. Father God, we just give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you. It's in the name of Jesus I pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. My God is, my brothers and sisters, a storm chaser. Amen. I was watching TV the other day and I noticed that they had the Weather Channel. They were doing a series on storm chasers. Amen. And as I was watching a particular series, I was like, wow, these guys are absolutely crazy chasing storms around. Amen. Is there anybody in the house that is currently in a storm in your life? Amen. Is there anybody in the house that has just come out of a storm? And does anybody in the house feel like you're about to go into a storm? Amen. We are in one of those three places most of the time in our lives, my brothers and sisters. But I learned a long time ago that my God is a storm chaser. Amen. The Bible declares that he plants his feet upon the sea and he rides on every storm. Amen. So whatever it is that you're going through in your life, you need to understand today that God is with you. Amen. That the Holy Spirit that is within you will sustain you through whatever types of winds that may be blowing. Whatever's going on in your life, God will take control. We have to trust him. I love the writing here, amen, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3 and verse 20. Amen. Where Paul wrote here, says, "To him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think." See, our God is able to go above and beyond whatever we can imagine. Have you ever asked for a little something and he gave you a whole lot? Have you ever just not asking for anything, he blessed you anyway? That's the type of God that we serve, amen? Amen. Our God is a storm chaser. Woo, I'm excited about that today. Amen. Because a lot of times we get in storms in our lives, my brothers and sisters, and we'll take cover and give up. Amen. You know, I often reference to Marvin Gaye when he said, "Make me want to throw up, make me want to holler, throw up both my hands." Many times that's what we do. We flee when we're in the storm, but he's going to sustain us. Amen. He's going to be with us no matter where we are. Amen. Let's look at this. Our God, as the song says, is an awesome God. We just sang that. We just sang that song, awesome, right? We sing the song, our God. In the other song, it says, our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. Y'all remember that? With wisdom, power, and love, our God is an awesome God. But there is nothing, literally nothing, that is impossible for him. Did you know that this morning? There's nothing impossible for him. As we look through the annals of Scripture, we look at, in the Bible, we see that God is doing many amazing things. When he directed Noah to build the ark, and he sent a flood to judge the people, God has done some amazing things. Are y'all with me? He promised Abraham's descendants as to be as numerous as the stars in the sky. That's what our God did. Amen. He produced the first child that a promise from an aged couple that was far beyond their prime. Abraham. They tried to do it on their own and it didn't work out, but they had to wait on God. Amen. I believe that in the waiting period there was a storm going on, but see, God, he's a storm chaser. Amen. And his will is going to be done no matter what. God directed Gideon to get rid of most of all of his men before they went into battle over overwhelming odds. Does that make sense? But our God is directing us. He's directing our path in whatever we're going through. Amen? He sent fire from heaven to burn up the sacrifice and molt to reveal himself to Elijah and rebuke the prophets of Baal. Man, some of us are still looking for, Lord, send down fire. He ain't sending no fire. I already did that. Send down the fire right now. They ain't gonna do that. It ain't gonna happen. Amen. I said, oh, go stand out there. Stand out there and tell them to send down fire if you want to. You say you stand out there all day long. But let me tell you something. He is a storm chaser, my brothers and sisters. He's gonna be with you no matter what. Y'all stay with me. I'm going somewhere with this. The gospel gives us volumes of miracles. Where Jesus healed the sick, he raised the dead, he cleansed the lepers, he changed the hearts over and over again. Wherever he went, miracles followed him. My brothers and sisters, there should be some fruit of God, of Christ being in your life. Amen. There should be something happening in your life that is a miracle. Amen. Things I used to do, I don't do no more. That's a miracle. Some of y'all were thugs out of your heart, and God changed you. Amen. So some of y'all, you know, some of us just, you know, we just love to fight. We love to act a fool. But God changed us. That's a miracle. Some of us still married. That's a miracle. Some of us haven't killed our kids. That's a miracle. Amen. It's a miracle. And God, he's a miracle worker in our lives, my brothers and sisters. But what about now? And what about you and me? Does God still work in the same way? Is God still in the business of revealing his love and his power? Well, sometimes he works physical miracles. Some people can raise their hand right now and say, oh, I was healed. The doctor gave me a bad report and I was healed. Amen. I love the scripture. Ephesians 3 and 20 says, to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory. According to the power that works in us. The question is, what power is working in you? He's a storm chaser, but are you the storm? If everywhere you go, things are being towed up, then maybe you need to check yourself. Maybe you're governed by the wrong thing. My brothers and sisters, what man grows? Thank you. The man that you feed. So guess what? Everybody in here is bipolar. All y'all throwed off. You're dealing with spirit and you're dealing with flesh. Amen? Show y'all something. I know. Come here. Let me see. Look at them boys right here. These boys right here, they look good, don't they? That's my brother and my nephew. Stand right there. Come here, Daddy. Stand right there. Get over there on the other side. Don't come this way. Now look at these boys. Don't they look good? They didn't know they was going to be on display this morning. Question is, what are you feeding? See, when we come into the church, this is what we look like. Amen? This is what we look like when we come into the church. See, this is a spiritual man. Y'all want to know what the fleshly man, come around, this is what the flesh man look like. Look at this flesh right here. Flesh, spirit. That's why we have folks still tripping out with each other in the church. That's why we still going out doing the stuff we used to do, because we ain't quite there yet. Y'all see what I'm saying? Because his flesh is so big. But the man that you feed is the man that grows. Are y'all with me this morning? So what you do is you begin to starve the flesh. Sit down, flesh. And then all of a sudden, my brothers and sisters, you're now look at the picture when you feed your spirit, and then look what your spirit turns into. And then your flesh gets smaller. Are y'all with me? Is it plain this morning? See, and then look at how mature, look how it just spread out. And then what's so awesome about once you get mature in this thing, you begin to produce fruit. See, this is daddy, this is son, and this is grandson. See, look, once you get the spirit to a certain level, you begin to produce fruit. Are y'all with me? Oh boy, I did that thing, didn't I? Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Thank you, fellas. But the problem with most of us, my brothers and sisters, is that we tend to try to, we want to continue to feed the flesh. And then that's why y'all be up here with them boogers and stuff coming out, just snot and all that out, you know, just toe up and all that. But you got to starve your flesh. Sometimes when they call, I don't know why I'm going here, sometimes when they call, don't go. Amen? Tell y'all something. My Sunday mornings changed my Saturday nights. This ain't supposed to be my sermon. Lord, what you doing? Okay, but I got to tell you anyway. My Sunday mornings changed my Saturday nights because I was praise and worship leader. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. Baby, take your time. Take your time. Why? Because my voice was tore up because I was trying to do Saturday night. My Sunday mornings changed my Saturday night because I wanted to do what God wanted me to do on Sunday morning. I didn't want to get up in front of y'all, amen, looking crazy. Lord, this ain't in my sermon. But I'm trying to help somebody, amen? Some of y'all bipolar and you wonder what's wrong. The problem is you feeding your flesh too much. Starve that sucker. You know right from wrong. Do right. Simple. I want to do ministry. All right, get right. Get better, because we all struggle. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Hey, y'all not talking to a perfect man. I'm bipolar too. Amen? I struggle with the flesh just like every other individual in here. Amen? But you know what? Every day what did Paul say? He said, I die daily. And what he meant, he died every day. He tried to kill that flesh off. Amen? All right, let's move forward. That was free. That wasn't in the sermon. But God is in the business of revealing his love and his power. Sometimes he works in physical miracles, but often he works the miracle of redemption in individuals' hearts and the miracle of restoration in a broken relationship. God's power and purpose haven't changed. He still can and will do far more than we expect of him. Wait a minute. Praise the Lord. He will do far, far more than we expect of him. Have you ever, isn't it awesome when somebody goes an extra mile? Young ladies, you know, Valentine's Day coming up. Isn't it beautiful when he goes an extra mile? Amen. Instead of just giving you a card, amen, he sends you a card and roses to your job. And then you come home and, you know, he got the candles on and the rose petals laid out on the floor. Soft music playing. You know, isn't it awesome when he goes the extra mile? Fellas, isn't it awesome when she goes the extra mile? Why y'all get quiet on this part? Ain't nobody in here going extra. No wonder y'all frowned up on Sunday morning. But, Sister Brad said, I go the extra mile. Brother Brad said, over there smiling. Said, I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I. But listen, my brothers and sisters. To him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Oh, look what Jesus Christ did. Over in the book of Matthew. I told you I'm ADD. Let's flip over. My God is a storm chaser. I'm finna get in this thing. Tony, you ready? Because I'll be done in about 5 more minutes. Take your time. All right. If y'all hot, open up one of the windows on the side. We can get some ventilation going here. Am I just seeing Sister McGuire, my wife back there fanning? Amen. He's open that door. Go stand at the door. Amen. Matthew chapter 14, verse 27 says, immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I. Do not be afraid. My God is a storm chaser. Are y'all with me? Jesus and his disciples had just fed the 5,000. Amen? The Bible says that there was a young lad there that had brought his little sack lunch and he had fed the 5,000 with two fish and 5 barley loaves. Are y'all with me? This is what's going on right here when he said, be not afraid. And then after all of this happened, they took all the, they got their little goodie bags and doggy bags and carry outs and all that good stuff. Amen. They got the carry outs together. Amen. It was actually more than they had begun with. Amen. They fed. The Bible says that there was probably around 15, 20,000 people when you count the women and children. It was 5,000 men there. So there were more than that. There were even more than 5,000. Are y'all with me? So after the 5,000 are fed, Jesus tells the disciples, hey, fellas, y'all need to take the boat on over across. I know y'all tired. Y'all been serving food. We've been doing this. We've been at this. We've been teaching and preaching all day long. So listen, guys, what I need y'all to do is just jump on the boat and y'all travel on over. I'm going to go pray. Y'all see it? Can you see it in your mind? In your sanctified mind? Jesus is going off to pray. Now, they're on the boat and a storm rolls up. Have you ever left an awesome worship experience? Have you ever been to the highest of highs? Amen. In a spiritual experience, and then it seemed like all of a sudden all hell broke loose. Wait a minute! I was at church all day Sunday. I went to 3 o'clock. I even paid my tithes and gave some offering, and I spoke to that sister that rolled her eyes at me every Sunday. Lord, I did what you asked me to do, and I'm in the middle of a storm. We just got married. And he already tripping. We gave vows that we were going to be together from here on out. And I'm just in this thing, but I'm in the middle of a storm. I just got a promotion on my job. I'm making more money now. And I'm more broke than I ever been in my whole life. Storm. My brothers and sisters, I go to church every Sunday, but it seems like that my body is just afflicted. I'm sick in my body, and I need healing, but I'm in a storm. I've followed all the rules, and I've kept the commandments, and I've done everything you asked me to do, Lord, but I'm in a storm. Disciples find themselves in a storm. Middle of a storm. Wind blowing. Thunder flash. Whew. Thunder, lightning flash. Messed that one up, didn't I? Messed y'all up again. Thunder don't flash. My brothers and sisters, let me share this with you before I get back to the thunder flashing. We don't get into trouble only because we made stupid mistakes. Sometimes God allows difficulties in our lives so he can remind us how much we need him. Are y'all with me? And Jesus told his men that he said, take the boat across the lake while I go up and up the mountain and pray for a while. And late over in the night, the men hadn't even reached the shore and the storm blew up. And several of them were experienced fishermen. And they had been through countless storms, but this time they knew they were in big trouble and they thought they were going to drown. Are y'all with me? In the middle of the raging wind blowing, amen, they couldn't figure out what was going on, but they saw a figure walking on the water toward them. My God is a storm chaser. Come on, Tony, it's time to go home. Are y'all going to pray with me this evening? The fear of drowning, amen, suddenly just took off. They weren't afraid of drowning anymore. What they were afraid of was this ghost that was walking toward them. Somebody said, it's a ghost. It's a Hank. Y'all ain't heard that one in a long time. Hey, that big mama, you say it's a Hank. but they look up and they see this thing coming. And what is this? Who is this? Well, we're in the middle of a storm. But little did they know, Jesus was, and shall forever be a storm chaser. Are y'all going to pray with me? I see this. They realize that it wasn't a ghost, but it was Jesus. Jesus, the flesh and blood Son of God, approached them. He must have had a smile on his face because look at this. Look at what he said. He must have had a smile on his face because he said, be of good cheer, guys. Chill out. Quit tripping. What's wrong with y'all? What you crying for? Woo! I told you I'd never leave you nor forsake you. I told you I would be there with you until the end. Are y'all going to pray with me? He said, be of good cheer. It's me. That there's no need to be afraid. There's somebody in the building this morning that's going through a storm in your life. But I want you to know this morning that my God is a storm chaser. Hallelujah. Ain't God all right? From time to time, my brothers and sisters, we feel overwhelmed by storms in our lives. But sometimes they occur because we made dumb mistakes. And some we're experiencing because of consequences of some things that we've done before. But sometimes they occur because we followed God's lead. These men were doing exactly what Jesus Christ had told them to do. Oh, are y'all going to pray with me? Some of you are doing exactly what God has told you to do, but in the meantime, in between time, you're going to experience some storm. Ain't God all right? But he's going to be there with you through your storm. To tell your neighbor, he's going to be there through your storm. Just stick with the boat. Stay on the ship. Ain't God all right? Hallelujah. But either way, Jesus reminds us that the storms aren't an obstacle to him at all. And he will provide for us his presence that will cheer us up. So I just want to tell you this morning, no matter what you're going through, no matter how dark it may seem, no matter how the wind may be blowing, no matter how the lightning is flashing and the thunder is rolling in your life, be of good cheer. Ain't God all right? No matter if you're sick in your body, be of good cheer. No matter if there's problems going on in your family, be of good cheer. Because my God, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, hallelujah, he plants his feet upon the sea and he rides on every storm. He's a mighty good storm chaser. Ain't God all right? As I was watching the show, my brothers and sisters, I realize that when the storm chasers go out, they get in the midst of the storm. Hallelujah. Are y'all going to pray with me? And then they evaluate what's going on in the storm. Ain't God all right? Hallelujah. And sometimes they set balloons off that record the storm. Ain't God all right? So the next time when the storm blows up, they have data that can help them with the new storm. Are y'all going to pray with me? That's how they predict the weather, because they've been in the storm. Hallelujah. And you and I have the world's greatest storm chaser. Are y'all going to pray with me? He's been there. Hallelujah. He's evaluated your situation. Ain't God all right? And he's going to alert you the next time a storm is approaching. Are y'all going to pray with me? I'm reminded of a story. Hallelujah, my brothers and my sisters. There was a man and his daughter traveling across country. Hallelujah. The young lady was driving, and her father was sitting on the side. They began to approach a dark storm. Hallelujah, the wind was blowing. It got real dark. Hallelujah. The thunder was rolling, the lightning was flashing. They got in the storm. She looks over at Dad and said, "Dad, I don't know if we're going to make it." He said, "Baby, just turn your lights on and turn on your windshield wipers and let's keep on rolling." It seemed like the more they drove, the harder the rain got, the harder the wind blew. Are y'all going to pray with me? They came up behind a car. That car pulled over and turned on its flashes. She said, "Daddy, do you think we need to pull over?" He said, "No, just keep on driving." Are y'all going to pray with me? Just keep on going forward. I believe that everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah. They kept on driving. Big diesels were pulled over on both sides of the road, but they kept on driving. They just kept on moving. The wind began to blow the car, but they kept on moving. Can anybody be a witness today and say that you've been through the storm? It felt like you were going to be blown away, but you stood in there and you kept on moving forward. Are y'all going to pray with me? Her eyes began to fill up with tears. She says, "Daddy, Daddy, I don't think we can make it." He said, "Baby, just keep on driving. Just keep on moving. Just keep on driving." After a while, hallelujah, they came out of the storm. They drove up about 2 miles. Daddy said, "Baby, you can pull over now. Ain't God all right?" Hallelujah. She said, "Daddy, why are we pulling over? The storm is over." He said, "Baby, I want you to get out and look back at the storm. Do you see all those folks that pulled over to the side? Do you see all those cars that pulled over to the side? They're still in the storm because they stopped while they were in the storm." Are y'all going to pray with me? If you in a storm this morning, keep on moving. Keep on driving. Keep on praising. Keep on praying. Keep on singing. Keep on preaching. Keep on teaching. Don't stop. Keep on moving. Ain't God all right? Jesus came to that old rugged cross, but he didn't stop. He let him nail his hands. He let him nail his feet. I believe he was in a storm, but he didn't stop there. Ain't God all right? They hung him on the cross. They stretched him wide. He hung his head. For me, he died. But he didn't stop there. He kept on going in the midst of his storm. Ain't God all right? He went down in the borrowed tomb. Ain't God all right? But he didn't stop there. He rose again with all power in his hands. Ain't God all right? But when he rose, he didn't stop there. Ain't God all right? He went back to heaven to prepare a place for me and you. Ain't he all right? I know he's all right. Hallelujah. My storm chaser yet lives. He's not dead, but he's alive. He's at the right hand of the Father, interceding for me and you. Ain't God all right? Hallelujah. 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 Do you love your storm chaser? Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly. Don't be afraid. He's on his way. He's coming. Let me tell you something. He'll walk on water for you. He escaped death for you. That's what he did for us. Just got to trust him. So whatever I'm in, whatever I'm going through, he's my storm chaser. Amen. He's evaluated the storm. He's documented the storm. And he's given me every instruction that I need to weather the storm. And he put it right here in this book. Amen. This is life's instruction manual. Amen. You're in here. Amen. There's 66 books in here, but book number 67 is sitting right there. Amen. He's my storm chaser. Jesus Christ is my storm. Every storm I ever been in, he was right there with me. Now the question is, are you going to let him do what needs to be done? Or are you still in the flesh trying to fight that thing out yourself? It says we fight not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers on high. See, this ain't a flesh fight. I mean, you can hit me in my mouth and make me bleed. That's a flesh fight. But this spiritual warfare, my brothers and sisters, we got to fight this with the word of God. Amen. Put your fist down and get down on your knees and pray to an almighty God and watch what he'll do. He's a great storm chaser, my brothers and sisters. Amen. And every storm in life is ordained by him. He knows where you are. He knows how to find you. Amen. Amen. When the Lord's done, I'm done. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. If there's anyone this morning that has never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, I ask you to come, give your life to him. Amen, don't give your life to me because I can't do nothing with it. But I can introduce you to a man named Jesus. Amen, that has never lost a soul, that can do anything but fail. He will not fail you. Amen. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are a dead man walking. I remember Green Mile. Dead man walking. That's what you are. Ask your neighbor, are you saved? Tell them to answer me. They say no. You point at them and I come get them. Bible says compel men to come. We'll drag you down the aisle, get you saved. Amen. Give your life to Christ today. It was everlasting too late. He hung, bled, and died on that cross. He's a perfect sacrifice. We no longer have to sacrifice animals and bulls and sheep and all that stuff. Jesus Christ is the only sacrifice that's needed. Amen. Amen. He made a new covenant. Amen, with us, my brothers and sisters, that we should love one another as Christ loved us. Amen. And that's an awesome, awesome commandment, that we love one another. Amen. Amen. Give your life to him today. He's the only one that can fix it. I done tried everything else. Some said I searched all over, couldn't find nobody greater. nobody greater than you. Amen. I tried a lot of stuff before I tried Jesus. And when I tried him, everything just seemed to work out, even when it didn't work out. That makes sense? Because in his word, he says, "For we know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose." So even when bad things happen to me in my life, it's for my good. Because he said all things work together for good. Hallelujah. So when people are talking about me, hating on me, dogging me out, all that crazy stuff, I'm like, thank you. Appreciate it. Because all things work together for good. Get a flat tire, that's all good. I don't flip out no more. Wake up late, I don't blame it on candy no more. It's for my good, because I got down the road and I saw that some people had a car wreck. And the angels kept me asleep just a few minutes longer just so I would miss. All things work together for good. Quit flipping out on life, because he's in control. Amen, church. Anyone, if anyone would like to become a part of the Orange Chapel family, we ask you to come this morning. I realize we are kind of weird, but the Bible says that his people are peculiar people. We are different. Yep. We are different. Because we just love Christ. Amen. And you know what? You look around and say, ooh, but they go to this church. Yep, sure do. Yep. We sure do. And we love each other. God loves us so much, our phones don't even work down here. All y'all concentrate on is me. Amen. That's why we're here this morning. Amen. If anyone needs prayer this morning, we ask you to come. God can fix it. He can do it. Amen. Amen. Bring your burdens to the Lord and leave them right here. Amen. Don't take them back to your seat, because he can fix it right here, right now. You just got to believe. Anybody else this morning for prayer? Anybody else for prayer this morning? God bless you. Come on, come on. Anybody else? You look like they scared of your husband. Everybody went to the other side. Girls on this side, boys on this side. Anybody else this morning? Hey, that's respect right there. Amen. God bless you. All right. The curios come back to rededicate. Amen. Her life. Amen. Listen. Life has this way of just being crazy sometimes. He's been with you every step of the way. Okay? You came back to the church. This is where you need to be. But don't allow any devil in hell to make you question your salvation or who you are in Christ. We all make mistakes. We all do things that we shouldn't do, say things we shouldn't say. Everybody in here. So don't allow the devil to start playing mind games with you. Glad you're back this morning. He loves you just as much today as he did the day you accepted him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. You need to make better choices, because you got some babies coming up. Amen. And this is a place where we love you. And we care about you. We care about your spiritual growth. You know, we talked about growing up. We want to kill that flesh, and we want to grow you in the spirit. That's why we're here. Amen. So we're going to nourish you in the spirit. We're going to pray for you. These sisters are going to get behind you. Amen, sisters. Amen. So we love you. Hey, it's all good. It's all good. Amen. Amen. We got, amen, various prayers for family. We got a lot of things going on here.